With WMUK News, I'm Sevilla Mann. For decades, farms in Michigan have raised hops to create that distinctive bitter flavor in your beer. Nearly all of those farms have been tiny, just 1 or 2 acre plots. Now, though, that model is changing fast. As the market for craft beer in Michigan keeps exploding, hops farms are growing too. WMUK's Robbie Feinberg explains that the growth is changing what it means for a beer to be truly made in Michigan.
And we've already cut the plants back.
Growing hops is nothing like raising a vegetable garden in your backyard. When you look at the 5-acre plot in Marty Moga's backyard in Marshall, it's easy to see why. There's a lot here. 20-foot wooden poles dot the landscape. Ropes stretch from the top of each pole down to the earth, creating a pattern of giant Vs stretching back hundreds of yards. Soon, hops will be climbing up each rope.
Now we're down in these centennials that are much further along in this time of year.
Moga kneels down and gently holds a centennial hop plant in his hand. He explains that over the next few weeks, his small team will make trips to each of the over 5,000 plants out here, guiding each one on its way to the top. His farm, called High Five Hops, has only been operating a few years.
But, you know, they're my babies. I got 5,300 babies out here, and the scale we grow on, I can take care of all of them. You know, I see them all. You know, Hop likes to see his farmer every day, and, you know, on this scale, ours do. They do see us.
For decades, this was how hop farming looked in Michigan, a farmer tending to only an acre or two. But that's changing, and it all has to do with craft beer. Michigan State University Extension educator Rob Serine explains.
I think in the early 90s, there was only 2 craft breweries in Michigan, and now we're up over 200. And these craft breweries use quite a lot more hops than the mega breweries do. So you're talking 1.5 pounds of hops per barrel, which is probably 10 times more than they use in like a Miller Lite or something like that.
The new demand means that hop farms are suddenly getting a lot bigger. The state has around 400 acres of hops right now, but that's set to more than double in the next 2 years. The investment group WSJ Investments recently announced a plan to build a farm in Traverse City that will reach 400 acres by 2017. And the 30-acre Hophead Farms in Hickory Corners is growing by nearly 150 acres after purchasing a property in Berrien County. Jason Warren of WSJ Investments says the thinking behind his investment was simple: supply and demand.
There's very much a want of those brewers to buy hops from Michigan, but there's really not a viable alternative for them yet of a size that makes sense for them to commit to contracts.
But there's a whole lot more to the growth of hops than just a few new farms. To explain, let me introduce you to this giant mechanical beast.
Wait, what is her name?
Griselda. That's what Bonnie named her.
It means gray battle maiden in German.
Jeff and Bonnie Steinman own Hophead Farms, and Griselda is their 2-story-tall hop harvester, capable of gobbling up nearly 500 long vines of hops every hour.
Griselda looks like a tank, like going to battle, and we did a lot of battling before we could even open this place for operations, so I thought it was a fitting name.
But Griselda is more than just a fun farm nickname. It's part of an extensive processing system that has helped Michigan farmers to meet the new demand from breweries. See, most breweries want local hops, but they have conditions. For most beers, they won't just take hops straight from the vine. They need them processed and in a consistent supply, which most small farms can't guarantee because they don't have the equipment.
Yeah, it's difficult.
Again, that's Serine from Michigan State University.
It includes baling, pelletizing, proper packaging, storage, food safety. I mean, you have to be processing them at a really high quality to compete with folks out west.
But farms like Hophead have that equipment. So here's their solution. They buy hops from the smaller farms, process them themselves, and then sell them to breweries. The system has created a supply. Not huge, but consistent. And breweries are buying in.
Rupert's uses almost all our hops. Gonzo's, also in Kalamazoo, uses a majority of our hops. So some are willing to commit nearly 100%, and others, you know, they'll try beer by beer.
Now they're getting into larger breweries like Founders and Bell's. New Holland Brewing even announced that by 2016, all of the specialty beers at its pub will be brewed with Michigan hops. So combined with the processors and the pelletizers, the new, larger hop farms are just the latest step in Michigan's growing beer economy. And most of it is happening before you even take a sip. For WMUK, I'm Robbie Feinberg.